Philadelphia. This morning, travelers have been crowding into Philadelphia International Airport to make sure they get through TSA lines to their flights. Many want to follow the warnings to arrive at the airport early to avoid missing planes ahead of Thanksgiving.
I walked in, I was really nervous. I already texted my parents. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss my flight. And then I met this kind lady. She told me that I was going to move quickly. And I know we moved a lot faster than I hoped for. So things are good.
Yeah, we knew. So we planned ahead and we got here early and we expected this.
The airport estimates about 100,000 people will travel by air in and out of Philadelphia today. The busiest day of the holiday week is expected to be Sunday. Shopping for Thanksgiving often comes down to the last minute for some folks who have to dash out for a forgotten item or two. WHYY's Susan Phillips stopped at Reading Terminal Market on Tuesday and found crowds of people lining up for both the traditional turkey and some non-traditional menu items.
Andrea Swan says she does a non-traditional Thanksgiving. But this year, she made a quick last-minute decision to add to the non-traditional tradition.
So we decided to go with a surf and turf menu this year, and I realized that the onus was on me to purchase the roast, so here I am.
We had the surf and no turf.
Swan bought sirloin roast for Thanksgiving Day, but says she's also cooking turkey on Black Friday.
Let me also get, I want to get 2 5-pound bags.
James Cooksum also added to his traditional turkey meal.
Turkey legs and then some chicken wings for later on in the weekend.
Oh, sir, only the leg part. Just drum, that's instead of drum, yeah, my bad.
What else do you guys have?
We have the traditional, collard greens, sweet potatoes, and of course macaroni and cheese makes it complete. Yeah, indeed. Absolutely, yes.
From Reading Terminal Market, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
It is a mixed blessing this holiday season. Residents at Brith Shalom House in West Philadelphia won't be able to stay at the building while it undergoes renovation. The Philadelphia Housing Authority broke the news to tenants after assessing the building's condition. Catherine Singleton has lived at Brith Shalom for nearly a decade. She says she wants to move back when the renovations are finished. In the meantime, she's trying to take it all in stride.
We got to do what we got to do, I guess.
The building's electrical, sewage, and HVAC systems need to be replaced. The building also needs a new roof. The renovations will cost more than $100 million and take at least a year and a half. Checking sports and weather today, the Flyers visit the Predators, and the 76ers will be hosting the Rockets. Our forecast in the Philly area.